Can you just describe from your perspective what it's like to look at Manning for a week before you play him?
Well, you know, he's just such an intelligent, proven player that has great command of his offense, and you know, he creates a lot of challenges for a team getting ready.
When you look at, you know, they've gone to Garcon a lot the last few weeks. I'm assuming Reggie Wayne's still their number one guy, but why is that? Just because teams are taking away Wayne, do you think that Manning is going to Garcon more?
Yeah. Some of that activity is induced. You know, you guys are right there. Every play is different to itself, and you know, Peyton, you know, he's always, you know, he has some go-to guys, but he is going to distribute the ball, you know, where the pattern suggests. And if you overplay somewhere, you know, every one of their players is capable, as you can see by last week.
What does Garcon do so well?
What's that?
What does Garcon do so well?
You know, these guys, you know, one, you know, I think they take to the system they have there. You know, they're efficient from that standpoint. But this guy is a guy that can get downfield. He has good hands. I think he's very good after catch. You know, this guy's gotten a lot of yards. He has very good vision and running skills.
And you talked earlier in the year about having that seasoned secondary and all those guys working well together. What has Ty Law brought to that mix? I imagine the same type of player.
Yeah. The one thing these guys do is they bring experience to the situation, and then when you're talking about a task that is this involved, stopping a player, you know, that is out there literally, you know, audibilizing whenever he wants, you know, you can combat that with guys that have been in those games and had success, and, you know, and just the fact that we have another guy that's had success in some big games against them, that helps. But you know, again, we just added another guy that's like our guys.
Is it a big challenge for him? You know, he's talked about never playing a slot before. How much different is that, really?
You know, the one thing I've always found about guys are football players. You know, if you're a really good football player, you usually can play football in a different spot pretty well. And, the big part of his career has been outside. But, you know, he came in here, he knew the role of what we needed, and he's fit in great.
Ed, when Manning makes so many checks at the line, how do you try and prepare for that? Do you disguise more, or do you just hope that?
Well, disguise is everything, you know, in a game like this. If he can look you over for a long period of time and know what you're doing, you know, probability will be in his favor. So, you know, having guys that know how to play out the down, like the Dawkinses and the Hills and the Baileys, that can play this, you know, this is a very business-like, poised task that we have ahead of us. You know, that you got to go 60 minutes, and that's really our focus. Is there's no backing off, there's no second for rest against these guys. It's just a very close margin when you play them.
How does Peyton present a different challenge than Brady did earlier in the year?
Man, they're just two different flavors of ice cream. They're great players that have command of their offenses. You know, you better be on your game if you're playing either of these guys. You know, and they're certainly in the discussion when everybody talks about the top guys, you know. And we've seen some good quarterbacks this year. You know, if you just add them up, there's a ton of good quarterbacks that we play, about as many as you can play, you know, in one year. And this guy tops it off.
It is. Does he have the most freedom at the line of anybody you've seen in the last 20 years?
You know, it appears that way, and I would think that you could say that just because they're in no huddle so much. I don't know exactly, you know, how they do that. You'd have to ask them, but you know, he certainly has the ability to get in the plays he wants to when he wants to. But I think it's that way. I think, you know, you know, when you see Tom Brady, he's in the huddle more. There's more called plays. There's a little more parameters, I would think, in that system.
And you guys move Champ around a lot lately. What does that allow you guys to do on defense when you have a guy that can match up like that?
In this game, when somebody has, you know, a player that is a premium player that makes a lot of yards in production, that you have him there and you have a chance to slow that down a little bit, you know, is really what it means. A lot of times in this league, you know, those guys do they get a lot of the activity, and at least you know he's over there, and that's a good thing.
And I'm just curious from a general perspective. You've got so many experienced guys. Do they sort of question you more than maybe a younger group might?
You have to ask them that. All the time. There's a responsibility that goes along with a coach when you're coaching a group like that. They deserve it. They deserve information that can help them be better, and they're already really good. So, I take it as a challenge each week, to position our men, where we can be successful.
Looking back at it, the games you had against New England and Pittsburgh, I know you didn't beat Roethlisberger, but did you feel good about the way you disguised against Ben and also Brady and maybe confused him a little bit?
Well, we were really excited that we won the game, and had success on that day. Every time you go out against one of those guys, it's a new situation. But because of these guys' experience, I'll say, I would think our disguise is a little bit better than some, and it should be, and it's just because these guys have had so many, so many games under their belt. And I said before, you can have all the experience in the world, but if you don't put it all together with each other and share and talk and communicate and have a selfless attitude, which they do have, that's what the real thing is to take guys that haven't been together and put them all together and that they gel. And that's our challenge each week.